The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Good afternoon for all of you. At least it's afternoon for me. I just heard a bit ago an interview of one of the pitchers for the St. Louis Cardinals. I try not to do a lot of sports analogies, but I got to tell you, this one kind of excited me. Not just because I'm a Cardinal fan, but it had a fun connection for us as Christians. This pitcher was going for a personal record of 200 wins. Now, for you who don't know baseball, that's a lot. Very few players get to that amount. Only the best of the best. And he was 18 years in the season. He's 40 years old. They asked him, were you nervous at this game where you were trying to go for 200? And he said, yes, but no at the same time. He said that the fans in the stadium were cheering him on, and that's what gave him the excitement, the encouragement, the motivation to keep on pitching and doing well. And with every out he got, and they weren't all strikeouts like they used to be, but groundouts or flyouts, a few strikeouts, the place would erupt like it was a playoff game, because they realized what this meant to this pitcher. It was in the seventh inning, and by the way, in previous games, he had been really struggling for the last, actually, seven games, not getting to the seventh inning, only the fifth inning. Now he's to the seventh inning. This is his 200th win. The manager comes out, and you know what? The crowd, boo! They didn't want him to take out the pitcher, and the pitcher in this interview said, the manager asked him, do you want this batter? And he looked at him and said, yes, sir. And the manager said, okay. And he trotted back to the dugout and left him in the game. And as he was trotting away, the manager, the crowd, yay! Because they knew that our pitcher would be in there for one more batter at least. The ball was thrown several times, and then finally the batter hit a short fly ball, which was caught, and the place again erupted. Seven full innings and not a single score. Seven strong innings, no runs. That's a good pitcher. The catcher for the Cardinals that night, I think it was the fourth inning, hit a home run, just barely. He talked about, oh, it looks like it's going to go foul down the third line. No, it's safe, home run. St. Louis is ahead, 1-0. That 1-0 lead stood up through the seven innings when our pitcher pitched and all the way to the ninth inning. And so that's how the game ended. He got his 200th win with a 1-0 win. Oh. Well, it reminded me, really, of us Christians in the game of life. We have fans cheering us on as well. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us, and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race that's marked for us. Who are these witnesses for us as Christians? Well, first, chapter 11, the chapter before, talks about all different people of the Old Testament, people of faith, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and it mentioned how they faced insurmountable circumstances, and David was one as a young boy as he faced Goliath, insurmountable circumstances, but God saw them through each and every time. These are part of our cheering crowd. God helped them. He can help us in our insurmountable circumstances as well. God has promised and He will do it. He is faithful. God provided for them all that they needed. He protected them and finally fulfilled His promise to bring them to heaven. Now, Who else could be the cheerleaders? It certainly could be fellow Christians in your lives. When I think about it, it was first my mom growing up. That was when I first lost my sight. I said, is God punishing me? And she said, no, not at all. The punishment for our sin went to Jesus on the cross. I don't know why you're blind. There must be some other reason. We'll work through it together and we'll be fine, Dave. And with that answer, I was like, okay. And Mom was my cheerleader. She helped me along life all the time. She's now in heaven with the other cheerleaders. But she's also still in my memory and in my thoughts. As I'm eating a meal, I can hear her almost on my shoulder, David, I don't see any green vegetables there. She always said, you have to have a vegetable or a fruit. Oh, okay, you can have a dessert if you want, if you eat your vegetables. That's my mom. That's my mom. And so even though she's not with me, she's not talking to me per se, she does through my memory of so many things that she did say. She still is my cheerleader. My dad was the same way. And now, today, people at church are my cheerleaders. When they say, hey, how you doing? Oh, good. And they're cheering me on. If I say, no, I'm not doing it. Oh, they'll listen and cheer me up or whatever. My wife. My children can be. Heck, I had my head down on my hands earlier today at lunchtime, and I was dozing a little, and my daughter came by and patted me on the back. You okay, Dad? Are you dead? And I said, yeah, I think I am. And she giggled and laughed. And, oh, okay. I said, no, I guess just sleeping. And it's just the way she was kind and patting me. She was my cheerleader. We can find cheerleaders all over the place. Even if you live alone, you have cheerleaders. I know that many of you can't go to church because there's no transportation. Well, you have Hebrews chapter 11, all the people of faith to which God was faithful in the past. Read the Old Testament. You'll see that God carried through with his promises. And so when he says to you, I love you, I forgive you, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, I will help you in your circumstances. Even when you're in the valley of the shadow of death, you don't need to be afraid, for I'm with you. These are our promises as well, and God will be faithful in keeping them. Ultimately, he was faithful in sending Jesus, the Messiah, the one who would take our sins away, because he paid the punishment. Like my mom said, Jesus paid the punishment for our sins on the cross. In the next couple of verses, talk about that. Fix your eyes on Jesus. By the way, Jesus had a hard time, difficulty. You talk about a rough life. He sure did. He had to deal with sinful world and remain sinless. And then he died for us sinners on a cross. But he came back to life. And that was for you and for me. He also is our cheerleader. Our very God is our cheerleader. There are verses that talk about the Holy Spirit given to us. He is the encourager. He is the one who always encourages us. That's why we read his word. That's why you listen to this devotion, to get encouragement in your daily life. And you also have me. And if you need to call me or send me an email, by all means, I am here. I'd be glad to listen and encourage you however I can. Again, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that's marked out for us. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for life. And help us to not be so serious or downcast or depressed about life, but see it as a game and have fun, because you are our cheerleader. You bailed us out when you came and died. You bailed us out when you gave us your spirit, and you are there to encourage us. Through your word, you encourage us. Thank you, Lord. Help us to put away those things that hinder us, whether it be in our life or the people or the TV shows or radio shows we watch or listen to. Help us to put away the sins that we can so easily get entangled up in, so that we're not weighed down by them, but can continue to run the race that's set before us. Help us to always fix our eyes on you. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'd love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.